For a Tanya, I'll bring you like a proof. For a Tanya, tis a raya that Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, somebody makes an Issa Neder, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, it means Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishim. Now, Im Hoysa Shonu Muberis, but let's say the year was Muberis, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni. And what's going on here? In both cases, we're talking about there was an extra month. If there was no extra Chodesh, then the ratio, what are you telling me? Pshita. If there's only one Chodesh Adar, so Pshita you mean Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. So how come it's a stira then? So first the ratio says, when you say Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, you mean the first Adar. And then the Sefer says, if you know this year is Muberis, you mean till the second month. What's going on here? So Mechlau, the ratio, Lab Muberis Haskinon. How could that be? So Shmamina, this is a raya. So this is the proof that we're saying, Avad, they're both talking about where there is an extra month this year. But the ratio, when you say Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, you mean Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, means if the person did not know that this year was an extra month. If the person did not realize it, then we say, when he says Ad Adar, he meant to say the first Adar that comes up. But another person that knows that this year is going to have two Adars, then when you say Ad Adar, you're talking means the main Adar is the second Adar. We always say the first one is like the extra one, and the second one, that's the real Adar. So therefore, there's no stira. The Mishnah says like this, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Koinem Yayin Sheini Toyim Ad Sheheya Pesach. Someone makes an Issa Neder, he can't drink wine until it becomes Pesach. Ad Sheheya Pesach. So we say, Leiniskavin ze ela ad leil pesach. He only means to make it usher until the beginning of the Seder. Ad shor shederach b'nei yodam lishtos yayin. Until the beginning of the Seder when normal people drink the dalet kaseis. So that's what he meant to say. Ad sheya pesach means it's usher for me to drink wine until the time when everybody starts to drink wine. So Ran says, Dehainu ad leil pesach. Tehazlina basar umdenor. He did not mean to make himself also to drink the dalet kaseis. Afal pishul of filoshen nidroi mashma di osor to ama atchihei. Even though he said a loshen of atchihei a pesach, but and usually that means till the end of the pesach. This Rabbi Yehuda also know is not mistavri meant to make himself also to drink the dalet kaseis. So he only meant to make himself also until leil pesach. Oma koinein basar sheni toyim ad shei hatzayim. It makes an Issa Neder, he's not going to eat meat this year until Yom Kippur. Ad shei hatzayim, until it becomes Yom Kippur. So halacha is, ein osa el ad leilei tzayim. He's only yosar until the Sudas HaMasekis, until the night like before the Yom Kippur. Shlein iskavin ze el ad shor, shederach b'nei yodam lechol basar. He only meant to make it osar until the Sudas HaMasekis. Because that's the time when people do eat basar. So Ran says, "Achi shor shederach b'nei yodam lechol basar ta'inu erev Yom Kippurim on erev Yom Kippur." Because it's not a parakaisu ves b'nai. If you're saying liloimer af erev Yom Kippur begolu for adifu mikamaisa shrei eino megiya isuroi ad atzayim. Really, he said his lashon should be yosam till the time. V'chigatoni ad leil atzayim lavdafka shrei oichlu meberev el ad suda shaleil hatzayim kamer. This is a bigger chiddush. That what he meant to say of you, this saying is, he meant to make himself asa, not to eat meat, up until the last Suda before Yom Kippur. But the last Suda, the Suda from Afsekis, since that's the minute, eat basa then, he did not mean to make it asa. Rabbi Yossi ben Noyomer, Koinem Shum Sheini Toyim. Someone makes an Issa Neder, not eat garlic, I can't eat garlic. Is Achitei Shabbos? He says he can't eat garlic up until Shabbos. Is Eina Osir Ela Ad Leil Shabbos. He's only Osir until the night of Shabbos. But Friday night on Shabbos ready, he's allowed to eat Shum. Because that's a good thing to eat garlic Friday night. Shloi Niskavin Zeh Ela Ad Shor Shederach B'nei Yodam Lechol B'Shum. But that was one of the Takonis. There's an Indian, we had before the Gemara, is an Indian to eat Shum on Friday night, on Shabbos by night. Since it's Marba the Zera, and that's usually the Zaman, when a Talmud Chacham has Tashmash with his wife, so it's good to have Shum. So Rashi said, Ran said, it's at the Kona Ezra. Shadera b'nei yodam lechol shum b'erev mitakonis Ezra. That's at the Kona Ezra, that Shabbos by night, you should eat garlic. Right. Somebody says to his friend, "Koinem sheni nen lecho. I'm making this a neder. I can't give you any enjoyment. Im ein ata bo for noita levincho. If you don't come and take for your son a present, a kurecha chochitim and shteichav yeshoyayin. I'm making this a neder. You can't have enjoyment from me unless you come and take this for your son. Is a reza yochol hofres nidroi. He could be matter the neder shleiap yichochem. For you will tell him like this." You only said it for my cover to give me respect. You wanted to show how much you machshir me. Zel kvoidi, this is my cover to have bigger respect if I don't take the present. So by saying this, you could get out of the nether. V'chein the same way Yoim L'chaver, somebody says to his friend, koinem, I'm making this a nether shat nenesli, that you can't have any enjoyment from me. Emein at bo v'noisen levni, if you don't come and give my son a present. If you don't come and give my son a kurush achitim, ushtechav yeshayayin. So may you wait in such a case as taka osur. Here the nether is chalat sheitin. Unless that person gives your son a present, it's also for him to have enjoyment from you. V'achom moimim no, av ze yochol ofer osik yimei for the nether. Shaloi al pichochim. V'yoyim aloi, hara ani kilu des kabalti. He could say it as if I received the present already. So if you could say kilu des kabalti, therefore the nether goes away. You wanted to marry your basa choisa, daughter of your sister, and you didn't want to give it to let her get married. She's also to have any enjoyment from me. Somebody gives his wife a get. My wife can't have any enjoyment from me. They're allowed to have enjoyment. He only meant to say that he won't live with her anymore. But other enjoyments, he didn't mean tasa. You're bothering your friend Tit by you. And I mean you say, and you don't want to go to your friend. So you're making this a net that I can't walk into your house. I won't drink anything by you. So, you're allowed to go into his house with and drink there. You only meant to say, really, I'm making this a neder, I won't eat by you, I won't drink by you a regular meal. But just a little bit drink, that wasn't part of your kavana. You didn't mean that, therefore it's not part of the neder, it's mutter. Tadjun alecha kainim yain. So we're going to come with our Sama Gimel on the days, do the Mishnah again. Mishnah says again, Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Koinim Yayin Shein Yitoyim. Someone makes it a neder, he's not going to drink wine, Achi Heya Pesach, until it becomes Pesach. So our Mishnah holds the Chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chiddush, that Lo Neskaven Ze Ela Ad Lel Pesach. That means, Acho Shederach B'nei Yodim Lishtos Yayin. He only meant to make the neder until Lel Pesach, until the time that people have the Dalak Kosis. But when it comes the time to have dalak kaisers, he did not have it in mind to make the isa neder. So Poshet, our Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Mishnah before. Before we had the Mishnah of Yisei Ad Shei Haya Pesach, it means till the end of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a new svara, Das Pnei Yodam, that if you say Ad Shei Haya Pesach, you don't mean to ask yourself from taking the dalak kaisers, you only mean to make it also up until Pesach. But when it comes Pesach, Leil Pesach, it's muta. And the big chiddush is, Oma koinim bosor shein yitoyim ad shehei atzoyim. He makes an instant neder, he won't eat bosor meat until Yom Kippur. That's what he says. Ad shehei atzoyim. So chiddush also the reina also elo ad leil tzoyim. He's only yosor until like the night time is even before the tzoyim, before Yom Kippur on the Suda Samasekes, he's allowed to eat bosor. Up until like erev Yom Kippur, he's also to eat. Why? Because say svarom shloim niskaven ze ela ad shor shederach bnei yodim lecha bosor. He did not mean to make it osur at a time when people eat bosor. By the sudas hamasekas and erev Yom Kippur, there's an inyan to eat bosor. So since he said ad hatzoyim, even though the tana beforehand held ad sheyehei means until the end, but here it says svaro, you did not mean to make yourself osur on bosor. So Ron has two pshat in here. One pshat is it could be the Mishnah before is not talking about Yayin. The Mishnah before is Stam. Someone that makes it also, he can't eat potatoes. And he says, Ad Sheheya Pesach, so maybe before we hold it's also till the end of Pesach. But it could be, like everybody does agree to Rabbi Yehuda, when you make an Issa Neder on Yayin, on wine, then the story is you don't mean to make the Issa Neder throughout Pesach. Because you know there's a mitzvah, Dalet Kaisos, so Ron has one pshat, could be there's no machlekes.
the two Mishnahs. If you talk about Yayin, then we have our Svaro. Whereas you talk about Bosor, since the Ikur of the Sudar is Bosor, then we say you do not mean to make it Osor only up until the Sudar Samafsekis. But maybe if you're answering some other food, maybe then it would be Osor Teet even until the end of Yom Kippur. Okay. We have, or Osor Tzoyim, in the next case of Tzoyim here. We have Yaisi Benoy Oimer, Koin name Shum, Shein Nitoyim. Someone makes Nitzan Nedu is not going to eat garlic, not going to taste Shum. Is Achetei Shabbos, even though he says the Lashon is Achetei till it becomes Shabbos, is, and which usually means even Shabbos also, but here we say, Eino Oser Ela Ad Leil Shabbos, it's only Oser up until Friday night. Shlo Niskaven Ze Ela Ad Shor, Shaderer B'nei Odom Lechol B'Shum. He only made it to mean, he only thought to make it Oser until the time when people usually eat garlic. And Friday night is at Konis Ezra, teach Shum on Friday night. Also, Zmar by the Zera, Zman the Tam Nechocha Mazoina with his wife. So, Mel, it was at the corner to have garlic. So, Mel, if you made an Isaned and not to eat garlic up until Shabbos, you for sure only meant not to include Shabbos, but just up until the beginning of Shabbos. Hoimel Chaber, somebody says to his friend, Koin name Sheni Nena Lecho. I'm making this Isaned that I will not give you any enjoyment. Sheni Nena Lecho, or that I won't have any enjoyment from you. I'm making an Isaned where I can't have enjoyment from you. In Imein At Bo Venoito Lebincho Kurechud. If you don't come and accept from me a present, that I want to give your son a kur, Shechitim and Ushtechav Yeshoyain. I want to give you this present, a kur of wheat and two barrels full of wine. So that's the Neder he made. If you don't accept it, I'm making an Isaned where I can't have enjoyment from you. So the Mishnah says that Hareza Yochel Hofres Nidroi, the person by himself could be matter the neder and say, Shaloy Api Chochem, you don't even have to go to a Chochem to be matter this neder. But rather the neder has a heter by it itself. For Yermli, you could say like this, Klum Omarto, Elam Efnei Kvaydi. What's the purpose of your makbid so much that you want to give me the present? Like you want to be mechabed me, you want to give me respect to show that you're mechabed me. So the person could answer back, Zel Kvaydi. You should know that's my covet also. My covet is the fact that I don't accept from you. Amol, if you want to give me something and I don't accept it, that's also called covet. So zel kvodi, that's my covet that I'm not accepting it from you. So therefore the neder by itself goes away, because it didn't mean to ask, really mean to ask for it. You only want to give me respect. This is called my respect. V'chein, the same thing, somebody says to his friend, Koin name shat nenesli. I'm making an issa neder that you can't have any enjoyment from me. If you don't come and give my son a present, or else you come and give my son two barrels of wine. In other words, the more before we had this was that the person was always giving him presents. So now he said, it's not right that I always give you, you have to give me something back also. So I'm making an issa ned that you can't have any enjoyment from me if you don't give my son this present. So Rameh says, this neder is chal, and unless the person gives your son a present, you should know the neder is chal, he can't have enjoyment from you. Even such a neder also could be matter the neder. Even without going to Talmud Chochem, to Chochem to be matter the neder. Why? For Yoimelo, you have a right to say, Hareyani kilu niskabalti. There is the person that made the neder. If he wants to take away the neder, he could be mevatel the neder by himself. The neder was that you're also to have enjoyment from me unless you come and give me a present. Now, if I have charot and I don't want the neder to be chal, I could just say, kilu niskabalti. I could say, listen, the whole neder was that you should give me a present. Yishno is considered as if I received a present. Kilu niskabalti, that's also called a kiyum of the neder. So, meaning the neder is not chal. Some learn kilum niskabalti as a chiddush. That's as if your mamash received it. That's the way mechila always works. When you mechul something, we consider as if you received it. So you have right to say, it's considered as if I received it already. Yeah. They were forcing you to go get married to your basa choyse, to your niece, to your sister's daughter. The omer and you said, koinem shinanasli leodam. So like you would say, no, you don't want to get married to her. And you said it so stark, you made an issa neder that she, your niece, can't have any enjoyment from you li'olam. Or else in the case, v'chein ha-megaras ha-sishter, somebody gives his wife a get. And Omri says to her, koinem ishti nenesli, I'm making an issa neder, you wife, you can't have any enjoyment from me li'olam forever. That's what the person said to his wife right before he gave her get. So the halacha is, harei elu mataras lanis loy. Both these two cases, the niece and your megareshes, your wife, she's allowed to have enjoyment from you later on. Even though you said no, why? Shloi niskavein ze elu lushamishes. That's what you meant to say, that your wife or your niece can't have enjoyment from you. You just meant to say that I'm not going to get married to you. To your niece, I'm not going to marry you. Or to your wife, you mean I'm giving you a get now, and that's it, I'll never remarry you. That's all you meant to say. Even though you said a lashon that you can't have any enjoyment from me, that's not really what you meant. We say your real kavanah was just that you're not going to marry them. You're somebody was bothering you to come eat by him. Your friend invited you over. He wanted you very stark to come to eat by him. And you wanted to get out of it. You kept on saying no, he wouldn't take no for an answer. Until finally you had to say, Oimer, you said, Koinem lebeitzcha shena nichnas. I'm making this a neder to your house that I can't walk into your house. That you keep on bothering me to come over. I keep on saying no. So the only way I'll get free of you is if I make this neder strong and say, I'm making this a neder I can't walk into your house. Or else, tipas tsoinein sheni toimacho. I'm making this a neder that I can't even drink a drop of cold water. That's the neder that he said. So still we say, that's the whole chiddush of this Mishnah, that even though you say certain lashonis, that really the words should mean what you're saying, but if we understand that really, really means something else, we go bosiyah kavana. See also, even though you said this strong lashon, you can't walk into the house, you can't drink a drop of cold water, still mutil likonis lebeisai. You're allowed to walk into the person's house. The lishtas v'menu tzoinen. You're allowed to drink some cold water from the person. You know why? Shloines kavein ze elalusha machilushtiya. Because your kavana was mainly, you're not going to go into his house to eat and to drink. Like he biker wants you to come over for suda. And you're saying, no, 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 you don't want to come over for the meal. And the main part of the meal is gesunte achila and gesunte shtiya. So that was your kavana. Even though what you said was, I'm not going to walk into your house, I'm not going to take a drop of a drink or cold water, we said, oh, that's not really what you meant. And therefore, that's the Chiddush of this Mishnah, you go both to your kavana. Yeah. So, the Mishnah.